Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be
all right, here's Dick Durbin saying all politics is racial, and Republicans are white supremacists, basically. And so they're going to be out of power because they're only for white people. Imagine announcing this party can't be for anybody but white people. I mean, the Republicans have to call this out. The Democrats are nasty little monsters. Here he is.
And yet the Republicans, when in control of state legislatures, are by design trying to make it more difficult for some people to vote. Why? The answer is very simple. The demographics of America are not on the side of the Republican Party. The new voters in this country are moving away from them, away from Donald Trump, away from their party creed that they preach. And instead, they're moving to be independents or to even vote on the other side. To argue and fight against that, the Republicans in legislative settings are reducing and restricting the opportunity to vote. That's what it's all about. The senator from Kentucky attributes it to hysteria. It is not. It is a genuine concern over whether in this country, where democracy is our creed and our goal in every election, we have the most participation, fair participation, by eligible voters that we've ever had, and we continue to build on that.
So he's saying demographically Republicans are doomed, but the numbers showed with Trump record numbers of minorities voting for him. So that's not true. What do you make of this?
I think this whole thing about this voting bill is just a bunch of crap. I mean, they're saying, hey, black people aren't going to be able to vote because they don't have ID. Excuse me, we have ID when we go to the liquor store. We have ID when we're in line at the club on the weekends. We also have ID when they ask us to show our ID when we're making a purchase with our debit cards. The fact that some of these people are saying that we don't know how to get on the internet, we don't know how to fill out an application, we don't know how to fill out an absentee vote, because no one said that you can't still vote if there's an issue with you standing in line. All they're saying is show your ID. This is about election integrity. Every citizen in America should be required to show identification. We want to know who these people are in case there's some sort of a crime. When I look at this man, you know what I see? I see somebody that's lying straight through their teeth. Yep, because I'm listening to him. I know that he's also the same man that would not only vote for my children to be aborted, he would also vote to pay for it. You're not my friend. You're an enemy. You want to fund illegals coming across the border, but give us a message that we need to transition and abort our children. The devil is a lie, and the Democrats are too.
Wow, beautifully said. I mean, they literally say, like if aliens landed and say, do not have any more children and cut your men's testicles off. You're like, well, you're here to exterminate us. They're like, I love you. I love you. And all the corporate, you notice all the corporate pitchmen are black people now. That's not to help black people. It's the globalists hiding themselves behind a black face.
That's exactly what it is. And this all points to one thing. Again, like we said, this is a depopulation agenda. And there are some people behind it, and they don't have your best interests at heart. One thing that we have to do is begin to vote for policy and not people. They want to try to paint Donald Trump as the bad guy. They want to paint him as the face of the Republican Party. No, Donald Trump is a face of those people that want to be free, that don't want to be censored, that want to have the right to practice their faith, their religion, and also the people that have enough sense to know the difference between a man and a woman.
Beautifully said. I'm going to come back and cover a bunch of news I haven't hit yet. You're going to get about a 25-minute break, and then you're going to host two segments, and I really appreciate you doing that. And then, of course, then Paul Watson will host the fourth hour with a lot with the announcement of the COVID martial law over there. And then, of course, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. Very, very impressed. The website is AngelaStantonEPK.com, and she's got her new book out. In 20 seconds, what are you going to cover in the last half hour?
Oh, we're going to talk some more about this Equality Act that was signed by Joe Biden. We're going to get a little bit into Trump's censorship lawsuit that he put up against big tech. And we're going to get into what we can do, right, while we're in this battle to protect our children against this satanic agenda.
A born talk show host. My goodness. We'll be back. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep the sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. The Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this hard and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep to display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The globalists have said in their white papers, in their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency, societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago. And when he got confronted by it by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out, and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the U.N. has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Dr. Fauci, we don't know whether the pandemic started in a lab in Wuhan or evolved naturally, but we should want to know. 3 million people have died from this pandemic, and that should cause us to explore all possibilities. Instead, government authorities, self-interested in continuing gain-of-function research, say there's nothing to see here. Gain-of-function research, as you know, is juicing up naturally occurring animal viruses to infect humans. To arrive at the truth, the U.S. government should admit that the Wuhan Virology Institute was experimenting to enhance the coronavirus's ability to infect humans. Juicing up superviruses is not new. Scientists in the U.S. have long known how to mutate animal viruses to infect humans. For years, Dr. Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Dr. Shi Zengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute, sharing his discoveries about how to create superviruses. This gain-of-function research has been funded by the NIH. The collaboration between the U.S. and the Wuhan Virology Institute continues. Doctors Barrick and Shi worked together to insert bat virus spike protein into the backbone of the deadly SARS virus and then use this man-made supervirus to infect human airway cells. Think about that for a moment. The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is
not a minority, because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant. Do you support that the money from NIH that was going to the Wuhan Institute?
Let me explain to you why that was done. The SARS-CoV-1 originated in bats in China. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected.
Or perhaps it would be irresponsible to send it to the Chinese government that we may not be able to trust with this knowledge and with this incredibly dangerous viruses. Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
Thank you so much for joining us again here today. The reason I replayed this from May, and we've got another article about it today, is Fauci's back out making denials. in the press that they ever fund a gain of function. They called it the gain of function research grant. And the reason I wanted to play that is what we're going to cover when we come back. Now, when I say I've overprepared for something, that's not a joke. The media always picks that up and goes, oh, Jones couldn't cover it. He was overprepared. Yeah, like I've got too much to cover here in the 10 minutes I've got left before I got to go. And then our amazing guest host is going to take over. That lady's energy is just incredible. Fauci is all over TV, and now everyone is regurgitating the lie that 99% of the deaths of COVID are from people unvaccinated. You can spend 30 seconds and go to the U.S. government's own numbers, and that's completely false. And in fact, almost 50% of the new COVID deaths are in the vaccinated. I have the damn documents and articles right here. But I've got Fox and CNN and all of them like demonic parrots repeating the same lie over and over again. So if I just show you these headlines and talk about this, it doesn't really do anything. We need to do special reports, special shows, emergency broadcasts. I don't know what we're going to call this. And I love this crew. They do a great job. I've tried to hire more people so I can go live even more than just my show, but I'm going to talk to the crew and see who wants to come here tonight and do a live show about this, because we got to do a whole show on this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let me tell you, I'm impressed with Angela Stanton King. She made me feel like 5 years younger just being in there. I don't know what's going on with that lady, but she's got some energy. And she's going to be hosting the next two segments, and I'm inviting her back in the next month to come here and spend 3-4 days with all the shows. Her amazing work. She should be hosting the next two segments since I got a doctor's appointment I had to reschedule. But I'm coming back at 3 o'clock today, and I'm going to tape a special emergency report with all this research I've got that is going to air at 6 o'clock tonight when Owen Schroyer goes off the air. I don't know if I'm going to stream it over the satellites. I may do that too, or I may just post it to Bandoff Video. But Fauci is all over TV saying 99% of people dying haven't had the vaccine, and I've got the numbers. He's a liar. Depending on the UK, Israel, the US, it's all 46 to 52% dying have already had the shot. And most of the new cases are unvaccinated. Because it's all a fraud. It's that damn PCR test. I mean, who knows what the truth is? It's so many damn lies. Now, I told you about this big article that Jamie White did for InfoWars.com. Rand Paul calls out Fauci for lying to Congress over gain of function research. And We played you a clip from a few months ago because now Fauci's back and he completely melts down. So we're going to get to that video here in just a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we have products that are game changing. And you heard our guest, Angela Stanton King, who knows who I am but hadn't really seen the show. Because I asked her, I said, how do you know about the depopulation? Know everything I know. She goes, well, I've just been living it. I'm researching it. So that's when you know we're winning, folks, is this amazing lady. She's got everything I got and just as much or maybe more, and she didn't get it from me. That is exciting. And she's pissed, and she knows humanity's under attack, and she gets it, and she's not backing down. That's exciting. And that's the type of people we need in Congress, and that's the type of person. I'd love to have her as president, wouldn't you? The point is that we know we're under attack, but we got to warn others, and we got to say we're not taking this crap anymore from these globalists. But I can't do it if you don't support us. So, the MyPillow advertisements brought a little bit of extra money. That's great. But then, for anything I plug, then we don't sell our own products at that time. So I got called into the accountant's office this morning. And they said, yeah, you're feeling real good about your MyPillow plugs. It's great products. But, you know, when you didn't plug our products yesterday, we had a major shortfall. So it kind of averages out. So I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm saying we got products you already need. We're not like the Black Rifle Company coffee that says, you know, all our supporters suck. We hate gun owners. We hate Americans. We think white people are evil or whatever. We just sell coffee that's high quality, and of course we wouldn't turn our backs on Kyle Rittenhouse. We got coffee way better. I'm not even in competition with those guys. There's the New York Times literally crapping all over America, so I'm going to have to declare war on those guys. The point is that we are steadfast. We're not backing down, and we need you to buy a book, a coffee mug, a T-shirt, a whatever. We appreciate you. We're not bitching at you. We're just saying, hey, we're in this fight together. I don't back down, but I need your support. So green fiber capsules with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals, so good for you from the very best sprouts. It is $19.95 discounted. Winter Sun's back in stock, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Support and Down and Out Sleep Support both back in, 50% off. It's a limited time. Storable food sale will end this Sunday. I barely plugged it. It's extended 1 week, 10% off. Get 2020 prices today. And then separately, we also have the big enchilada. And I told you, I just got to sell this to get money in. And so I was selling the spray bottles of X2, just because that's what we had the majority of. Total, same bottle, same stuff in it. There's a different spray cap instead of a dropper cap. We sold out of this. I mean, they just told me 10 minutes ago during the break, it'll be sold out by the end of the day. So that's going back to regular price until it sells out. Survival Shield X2 dropper bottle, exact same product, 40% off until it sells out. And if you haven't experienced atomic iodine, the opposite of the fluoride, the thing that makes you masculine, the thing that makes you feminine, is the iodine. That's why they hit you with the bad halogen fluoride and that whole family. This is the opposite of what they want you to have. This is what you should have, and it's selling out. X2, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Here is Senator Rand Paul destroying Fauci, and Fauci shaking with anger because his criminal actions of launching the COVID attack is coming out.
Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as the Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens. Potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches, these are Dr. Ebright's words, this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Microphone down. Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. So what was? Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's
okay, you get
NIH,
one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world
okay.
from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to. Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab.
You,
and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
this committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is
one is
molecularly
alleging that those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That is
you can't
not
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one
to result
they are. No
in
one
SARS-CoV-2.
Cause the pandemic.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWar.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for a few
reasons. Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What's up, everybody? This is your new host of InfoWars for the next 30 minutes, Angela Stanton King. Alex had to step off for a little bit. He knew I had it under control. We're going to get back into something real quick before we go to another segment. Let's touch back on the Equality Act. You know, we were talking about that Joe Biden made it important that he signed that executive order and how it impacts our children and what's coming down the pipeline in our education system. Listen, I went to the daycare the other day with a friend of mine to pick up my goddaughter. This is a daycare. Her daughter is 2 years old. We walk into the front of the school, and this is what's up on the board. And as you can see in the brown puzzle, it says sexual orientation. Come to find out, this particular school, which is the children's courtyard, they're all over the United States, and there are hundreds of them. I had a question. Hey, listen, I'm not against anybody's preference or anything that anyone is doing, but why is sexual orientation, which is someone's preference for sex, listed on a bulletin board at a daycare for two-year-olds? I was given the answer that it's all about diversity. And if we didn't like it, we could take our child out of that school and take her somewhere else. Listen, America, we're in trouble. It's time for us to wake up. Did you also know that in our schools now, they are allowing our children to be called by gender neutral names? If they go in and say, hey, I want to be called Jill and my name is really Jack, the teachers are doing it and they're not notifying the parents. What are your children being taught, and why are we allowing that to happen? But I think that it's important that we wake up and realize that this agenda is serious and we need to get serious in fighting it. That's what we need to do. So let's move on to our next subject. President Trump. I think we've got a clip of him. As you heard Alex say, listen, all of my Instagram, my social media, my Twitter, my Facebook, all of my accounts have been disabled and suspended. Nearly 1 million followers and supporters. Why? Because I'm not telling people that abortion is health care. I'm telling them that abortion is death care. Because I'm telling people that, hey, LGBTQ, even though that's your preference and you're an adult, they're all sexualities. Why are we tying sex to children? Who looks at a four-year-old or a five-year-old and labels them a sexuality? No, I don't get a Cadillac commercial for preaching abortion. I get censored for being pro-life. President Trump recently filed a lawsuit against big tech. Let's hear what he had to say.
I just want to say that I stand before you this morning to announce a very important and very beautiful, I think, development for our freedom and our freedom of speech. And that goes to all Americans. Today, in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing, as the lead class representative, a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey. Three real nice guys. We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people, and that's exactly what they are doing. We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it's completely un-American. We all know that. We all know that very, very well. Our filing also seeks injunctive relief to allow prompt restitution and really restoration. And you can name about 20 other things, and it has to be prompt because it's destroying our country. My accounts... In addition, we are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. We're going to hold big tech very accountable. This is the first of numerous other lawsuits, I assume, that would follow. But this is the lead, and I think it's going to be a very, very important game changer for our country. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment, and in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom and at the same time, freedom of speech.
What the president
so
said.
I want to thank all
did you just hear what President Trump said? You know, I was sitting back and I was watching, and I follow President Trump on Twitter. I also follow him on Instagram because I was very hip and aware of how fake news could be. I had been in the media before. I had, you know, a $30 million frivolous lawsuit filed against me. I was made out to be the bad guy. None of that stuff was true. And it took a long time for me to be able to prove my truth in court, but I stood on it. But I sat and I watched how the media not only attacked the president, but also attacked people like me that supported him. Somehow me, with my brown skin, instantly became a white supremacist. But Trump's social media allowed him to debunk everything that they said. It allowed him to show his truth. And when they silenced the sitting president of the United States, I knew then that there was no hope for the rest of us. If they could silence a sitting president, hey, what if there's an emergency? What if a bomb goes off? This guy is who's in control. He has the power. How do you silence a United States sitting president? I knew then that big tech had too much power. And after that, they start coming after us one by one. Me, they consider me to be a threat. Why? Not only am I a Trump supporter, I'm a black Trump supporter. Listen, Mr. President, you know I love you. I sent them my information already. I've got all of my screenshots. I've got all of my emails, anything that you need. I'll be glad to join hands with you in this lawsuit because freedom of speech is a real thing. This is serious. Even going back to the Equality Act, things that were signed by Joe Biden where they banned conversion therapy. These things take away your rights as a parent. You have the freedom of speech. If someone is telling your child something that you don't believe or something that you don't support, as a parent, you should have the right to tell your child the truth. Look at my story. This is real, guys. Have you been following me? Do you not see what's happening and what's playing out before our eyes right here in America? This country is being taken over. It's being stolen and swept right from up under our feet. They wanted to make it seem as though this was all about racism. No, it wasn't. This was about our freedom. So that lawsuit that Trump filed, you know, I pay attention to what's going on. It seems like that came right on the heels of a bill that Governor DeSantis signed down in Florida, allowing people to be able to sue big tech. If I'm right, I do believe that Trump is in Florida. So maybe these two have gotten together and decided, hey, we're going to do something. But do you guys also remember before they silenced Trump on Twitter and he was begging Congress to do something about Section 230? He knew this was coming. How did this get into play? How is the media able to just lie and mislead the people? Absolutely amazing. We need to stand up. And why are we allowing people to divide us by race, by politics? And what book is it written that because I'm black, I can't have conservative values? Or because I've spent time in prison? Or because I was, what you want to say, a lifetime welfare recipient? And I learned how to get off of my butt and go start my own business and become financially free. Who's to say that I can't change my mind? Why does all black people have to be Democrat? And if you have conservative values, then you're a white supremacist. But men can be women and our children can be transitioned. America, wake up.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Everybody, we're back once again. We're talking about some of the most tragic things that are happening here in America. To me, it's a loss of all common sense. Before we get into this next clip, make sure that you all pick up a copy of my story, Caught in the Coup, available at AngelaStantonEPK.com. Find out the truth about what was going on in Trump's White House, not what, you know, the fake news, as he always called it, tried to make us believe. You guys can pick up that copy at AngelaStantonEPK.com. And I'm also on YouTube at the Angela Stanton King Show. So, common sense used to be a thing, right? You just used to know right from wrong, regardless of what anybody tried to tell you, regardless of what anybody else decided to teach you. You knew right from wrong. You know that if you jump in the water, it could either be shallow or it could be deep. Those are things that you know. So you're taking a risk on jumping in the water. You need to be prepared to swim. Common sense has gone completely out of the window in Joe Biden's America. Look at this clip.
Oh, I'll put it up here. The baby has been able to latch, but
I've not been able to produce any milk. That's okay, because we're going to supplement the feeding with formula so that my baby is still getting the nutrients that they need. But I'm still feeling hopeful.
I appreciate you so much for all your work.
And I appreciate you also, baby. I couldn't die without you. Emily.
Let's talk about this for a minute, America, because what you just witnessed in that clip, you just saw the woman who was the one that had the beard and the red hair on the right with the scar under her breast that actually cut her breast off to transition to a man. The one with the glasses has given birth to the baby. The man is now transitioning to the mother and has the baby sucking on his breast. Listen to what's happening in Joe Biden's America. The man is saying, the baby has been able to latch on, but I can't produce any milk. Now, I know the Democrats say that we're supposed to support science, but where the hell is science and where the hell is common sense? The woman who had the breast that actually produced the milk dismembered her breasts, removed them, and now the man has the baby sucking on a male titty that cannot produce milk. And you are telling me that this is normal? This is no offense to anybody in the LGBTQ community. And there are many people that stand with me that say, Angela, you know what? You're absolutely right. This is going too far. This is not what we represent. Is anyone thinking about the children? What is the purpose of the baby sucking on the man's nipple if he does not produce milk? If you ask me, those are definitely signs of pedophilic behavior. But of course, once again, this is Joe Biden's America. This is what's in our school system. This is what's in our Equality Act. And this is what's coming down the pipeline for our children. So let's get on to another very important subject. We're hearing it all over the news. Coronavirus. They're saying that there's another variant on the way. They're pushing vaccines. Joe Biden, his administration has decided to go door to door to make sure that the unvaccinated are vaccinated, because they're saying that the unvaccinated are going to infect the vaccinated. Now, this is my question, and I'm not the brightest person in the world. And I was just talking to my dad because we were planning on having our family reunion at the end of this month, and they wanted to know who was all vaccinated and who was not. So they're afraid and they may cancel. I said, but dad, I said, if you've already taken your vaccine, your shot, I said, then you're protected. I said, why are you worried about me? If you've already taken the shot that's supposed to protect you from getting it, then why are you worried about the people that have it? And if you've already taken a shot that's supposed to protect you from getting it, why do you have to still wear a mask? I mean, this whole thing is a little confusing to me. You know, it seems to me, I saw a clip one time of, you know, some Hollywood celebrities saying that they had to do anything that they could to get Trump out of office, even if it was shutting down the economy. To me, I think it's all a plot and a plan to just get Trump out of office. I'm not saying that COVID wasn't real and there aren't evil people in the world that created some type of, you know, disease that would spread and kill people, because people are just that evil. If they're aborting full-term babies, harvesting their organs, I don't know any woman that's ever had an abortion that said, hey, let me have my baby's remains, or walked out of a clinic with their baby. Where are those bodies going? Those fresh hearts, those fresh livers, those fresh brains, all those fresh cells. I think that America, again, like I said, we have to wake up. It's just too much going on, and censorship is a very big thing. So listen, I'm excited about what Alex Jones and the rest of the staff are doing here at InfoWars, because I've learned that not only was Maj Sheree on the show, but Risa Islam is also coming on the show later this week. That's a brother of mine that I work with in the community. One of the things that we realize is we're no longer going to be separated by political parties. We're not going to be separated by race. We're not going to be separated by religion. And we're not going to be separated by sexuality. The only thing that's going to separate us is good and evil. You don't have to have a certain amount of money or be a certain religion to know what's right and what's wrong. Everybody gets that. There's good and bad in every race. There's good and bad in every religion. There's good and bad in every economic status, right? So when we're speaking about these things like the pedophilia that's creeping its way down through the LGBTQ community and that movement, we're not attacking everyone in that community. We're saying, hey, even if you're in that community, speak out against this. We know that pedophilia is a real thing. You know, back in the day when we were younger, you know, they just said it was child molestation. There have been predators for children for a very long time. Let's not act like this is something new. We need to start showing up to our schools. We need to start showing up to our capitals. We need to start demanding that our people in Congress and our state legislators protect the innocence of our children. Why are we allowing them to be sexualized? How can you explain it? How can you explain this choir, over 60 men saying, hey, we're going to convert your children? I don't know anybody of any type of sexuality that had to be converted. I mean, we all grew up. We were all kids. You figured it out. It takes time to develop your personality. This whole war against our children is psychological. The rainbow, the bright colors, any teacher, any parent, any counselor, you know that children are attracted to bright colors. How many cartoons have they made to entertain children that use bright colors? How many videos? How many toys? How many educational seminars? Everything you see represents a rainbow. Look at this. This is happening right before our eyes. Why does a child need to know what an adult prefers sexually? How is that on the front line? When we were kids, we were just trying to figure out, how do we spell our name? How do we color inside of a straight line? How do we finish a complete sentence? Let alone trying to figure out what we had in our pants. Or how to use it. Most of the drag queens that I see entertaining children, they look like cartoon characters. And another thing, with this clip that's playing right here, has anybody paid attention to that the front runners of this movement are always brown or black? Even with the flag, they added the black and brown stripe. How did sexuality all of a sudden tied to a minority? Why are people being defined by their sexual preference? When I meet you, I don't need to know that you're gay. I don't even need to know that you're straight. Tell me your name, what type of business you're in, and how we can work together, and I'm good. What you do in your bedroom is not my concern. Let's get back to Common Sense America. Let's go against censorship. Let's go against the sexual perversion of our children, and let's stop being blinded by fake news. I've enjoyed it today. Angela Stanton King. I'm Angela Stanton, EPK.com. Caught in the coup.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity.
teamgaday.com.